This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
Now, the global perspective on business and the economy. China censors content on the internet, and that's made it tricky for American social networking sites like LinkedIn. Just months after launching its Chinese site, the company is under fire by some of its members for removing content they posted that was critical of China's government. Our own China bureau chief, Rob Schmitz, had one of his LinkedIn posts removed, too.
Not long after I posted my Marketplace story about the 25th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square protests, LinkedIn sent me an email. Hi, Rob. LinkedIn determined that recent public activity that you posted contained content prohibited in China.
As a result, this content will not be seen by LinkedIn members.
Australian journalist Fergus Ryan received this email, too. His post, a story he did about an artist detained in the run-up to the Tiananmen anniversary, was also removed.
I felt outraged, really, because professionally, as a journalist, I feel that this is why a lot of people would follow me on LinkedIn.
Hani Dersey, director of communications for LinkedIn, says it wasn't an easy decision to censor posts from China.
It is difficult. We are strongly in support of freedom of expression. But it was clear to us that to create value for our members in China and around the world, we would need to implement the Chinese government's restrictions on content.
But LinkedIn's not just blocking this content inside China. It's removing posts from its site worldwide. In LinkedIn's email to me, the company says it does this to, quote, protect the safety of our members that live in China.
Yeah, well, I mean, bullshit.
Chinese social media expert Jeremy Goldcorn calls it like he sees it.
Their Chinese members should be able to choose what they want to post, and they know generally better than a foreign company how to protect themselves from the government.
LinkedIn got help from Sean Ryan, director of China Market Research, to develop its China strategy. Even he's disappointed in the company's censorship policies.
A lot of Western players, they so want to make money that they actually do more to heed what they think the authorities want.
LinkedIn seems to have recognized this. Its communications director, Hani Dersey, says the company will continue to block sensitive content inside of China, but
after talking to a number of people, we recognized that it may be better if we were to change our policy and allow that content and that profile to be viewed outside of China.
Which leaves me wondering what will happen when I post this story to LinkedIn. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.